Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
A Boston hedge fund finds itself among three firms wrapped up in a federal probe of alleged insider trading. The FBI raided Locke Capital Management yesterday, along with two other firms in Connecticut and New York. According to the Wall Street Journal, the searches are part of a wide investigation into whether the firms engaged in insider trading. Locke Capital Management is not commenting, and the FBI has not said what it was looking for or what it found. For more on the case, we spoke a short time ago to Bob Friedman, a partner at the Boston-based law firm of Burns & Levinson, where he focuses on securities cases.
Well, when the prosecutors begin raiding like this, they're probably towards the end of the investigation. The process has gone on through more subtle means up till now, but now they're trying to get their hands on the physical evidence or what they think is evidence and prevent it from disappearing. There's been statements in the press that indictments or criminal filings may occur before the end of the year. So the indicators that are visible to the public is that we're getting closer to the end of this investigation and the beginning of criminal proceedings, if there are going to be any.
Tell us a little about federal regulation of hedge funds. How much oversight is there on the hedge fund business?
Historically, there's been less oversight of hedge funds than other investment vehicles, and that's now changing. The SEC has published new regulations, which is going to close loopholes or exemptions that some hedge funds or many hedge funds have used over the years to prevent themselves from being closely watched or closely regulated by the SEC.
Is that sector of the investment world underregulated?
Well, that's a judgment, but I think that the hedge fund managers would say that their business model is to have techniques or employ techniques that other groups of investors don't have, more risky, more sophisticated, and they are catering their business to high net worth individuals who have an appetite for risk. And it's been on that justification that they've been more lightly regulated than other investment vehicles.
All professional investors, no matter where they're working, use market analysis and other research tools in trying to decide where to place their clients' money. When does that cross the line, or possibly cross the line into insider trading?
It becomes insider trading when a investor or group of investors or hedge fund manager here acquires information that's likely to move a stock once it becomes public before the public has the information. And what hedge fund managers try to do is to set policies so that they are acquiring information from industry sources, for example, instead of from direct employees of companies that they're following. So in that effort, they would be not crossing the line as to gaining information from those working for the company whose job it is to collect the information. That would be potential insider trading, where if you're talking to industry followers or company followers, that's permitted.
So once you go inside a company and talk to a worker, you've potentially crossed the line into the no-no area.
Correct.
Okay, so let me ask you this, guess for us. Amid all the calls lately for finance industry reform, to what extent might this investigation and the controversy in general force tighter regulation of that sector of the finance industry?
Well, one of the things that will happen in consequence of the investigation, as it's already become public, is to demonstrate the cop is back on the beat, the SEC, is tuned in and looking for insider trading aggressively. And that is the act of the investigation. It's intended to send a message to the markets that insider trading won't be tolerated, and in that way try to tamp down the frequency of it. It's the prosecutions themselves, if there are to be any, of course, would amplify the deterrent effect.
So maybe more to come.
Maybe more to come. That's right.
Bob Friedman, partner at the Boston-based law firm Burns & Levinson, where he's a member of the Business Litigation Group. Thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning.
Good to be with you, Bob.